Okay. My name is Hayden Souders. I am 16 years old. Today is Tuesday, November 27th, and I'm speaking with Blake Souders, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Cool. What is your name?
Blake Thurman Souders.
Okay. What is GP's full name?
Jerry Lee Souders.
When was GP born, and how old is he now?
He was born in 1934, and he is 83 years old.
Where did he grow up?
He grew up in Indiana, in South Bend, Mishawaka.
Okay. Do you know what it was like for him as a kid during that time period?
Yeah, it was, when he grew up as a kid, it was during the Second World War. His stepfather was actually head of the local civilian authority that was responsible for going around and collecting different recyclable items. Tin cans, tires, anything that could help the war effort. He was also responsible for going around and making sure that all the lights were out at night because everybody was afraid that somehow Japan or Germany could make it to the United States and somehow fly into Indiana and be able to drop bombs. So he basically, or his stepfather, was responsible for making sure everybody turned out their lights at night so you couldn't see it from the air if someone was flying. So it was a different and difficult time during World War II that he was growing up as a kid.
Yeah. Where did he go to college?
He went to, and now it's Troy University, but at the time it was Troy State University in Troy, Alabama.
What did he do after college?
He was a helicopter pilot, and he went to college and got his bachelor's degree and a MBA from Troy on the GI Bill, but continued flying as a helicopter pilot until he retired. After that, he retired to Destin, Florida, and managed some condominium associations in Florida.
What part of the military was he in?
He was in the Marines for a brief period of time in the 50s.
Okay. What was his rank?
He was a lieutenant.
Okay. Did he fight in a war, and if so, what war?
He didn't officially fight in a war. He was involved in, at the time it was a conflict in Southeast Asia, which would have been after Korea and before the Vietnam War. So he was in fact in Southeast Asia during that time as a helicopter pilot, but it was never officially declared as a war.
Okay. Can you tell me a story about something he did in the military or something interesting about him?
He was, when he was in the Marines, he was a helicopter pilot, and the military, the government came to him and his squadron and asked them to help start, basically, it was almost as if they were never in the military, and they were asked to fly their helicopters. There was 16 of them. Asked to fly their helicopters from an aircraft carrier from just offshore in Laos and fly into Thailand and take their aircraft and basically help start a company that was called Air America, which there's a movie about Air America, which is more fiction than fact. But the reality was is that they were in the Southeast Asian Peninsula before the Vietnam War started and were actually there to try to help get the people, win the hearts and minds of the people in Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, And the infamous picture you see when Vietnam, when the Saigon's falling and they're flying the last helicopter out, was actually a Air America pilot that was taking the last people out of Vietnam.
That's cool. Do you have any interesting stories about GM during this time?
Well, I think that's pretty interesting. You know, that because he wasn't in the military at the time, actually my mom was able to go and live in Thailand with them. My brother was young at the time, and my sister was actually born while they were in Thailand during that time when he was stationed or serving overseas in Thailand. So she actually has a dual citizenship as a Thai citizen and as a U.S. citizen.
I didn't know that. What year were you born?
I was born in 1965.
Okay. And what was it like growing up during this time?
It's certainly different than today. I grew up in South Alabama, and it was a much different time and place than what we're used to and what we see today. It was during the time of integration in the schools, and you know, as kids, we didn't even notice anything about that to us. It was just kids being kids. Looking back at it now, it was obviously a very historic time period, but at the time growing up, we were just kids being kids.
Okay. And do you have an interesting story from when you were younger?
I guess that, you know, the one story I would say, because of that time period, when it was, they were arguing, deciding, okay, how do we integrate the schools? They couldn't figure it out because they had the different high schools for the different areas of town. And they were like, okay, what do we do? How do we decide who does what? And so they came up with an idea, because everybody obviously had certain schools they wanted to go to, certain schools they didn't want to go to. So they decided that everybody would take 1 year and go to that one school for that time period. And that was their way of solving the problem, solving the situation. That way, you know, no matter who you were, everybody had to take that 1 year and go to the one school that nobody necessarily wanted to go to at that time. But it was a good time, because at that point it filtered six elementary schools all into one, and you were able to meet everybody, all the other kids from the town, and so you kind of got to know everybody.
Okay. Do you have any other stories that, like, I don't know, are interesting that you can think of?
From that time period? I would say that the good part about growing up there was that, because, like I said, with my father being in the military, that was a military base, and he was a helicopter flight instructor. Because of that, we got students and we got other kids that came into the school pretty much every 6 months. There was a new group of kids coming in that would be rotated in and rotated out, and they kind of all knew each other because they would be stationed at other bases. So we would get to meet people from pretty much all around the world, or had traveled all around the world. And also at that military base, they trained all the Allied helicopter people as well. So they would train people from the Middle East, people from Europe, you name it. And so growing up, I always had friends that were from various NATO countries that I was really close friends with, that wouldn't have had that opportunity if I hadn't grown up where I did.
Cool. Thank you for answering my questions, and yeah.
Did you make 15?